Good morning, everyone. God bless you, and welcome to new live streaming. Today, we're going to be talking about confess Christ before man. Yesterday, we were talking about the fear of God. And something we were saying was we don't need to fear people. We need to fear like anything. We need to fear about, it's about God. Because he's the one who can destroy our soul and our body. And it doesn't matter how hard everything is, we need to, continue firm. But today we're going to be talking about the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 32-33. We said, therefore, whoever confesses me before man, him, I will also confess before my Father, who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. So the Bible is talking about a confession. And we gotta remember all salvation, it came through belief in our heart about Jesus Christ and confess him as a Savior. So the confession got something very powerful. Confession is something very deep, because when you confess something, it's kind of the mixture of different kind of things. It's about what you believe, it's about what's inside you, and that's why you confess, from your mouth. But something gotta be mixture about, specific things and a good balance. Something we gotta remember is this. We gotta find out the best way we need to work it out to be able to have a balance between what we say and what we think and what we feel. And that's something I'm very deep, because it gotta be a balance between what you feel, what you think, and what you say. So there gotta be a balance between those three things. But what's gonna happen with some is not the balance. So you might be go through a bigger portion of what you're feeling, a small portion of what you think, and a bigger portion of what you say. But like I said, it gotta be a balance with it. But the Bible's saying therefore whoever confess me before men. What means confess before men? A lot of people who became Christians, who start going through, to God, religion. And what's happening is that most of the time, they feel afraid or they feel ashamed to confess the new faith. They confess what they believe. Why? Because most of the time, we're trying to be good with everybody. We're trying to make happy everyone, every single people around us, or friends, or family, and everybody. We're trying to make them happy. But that's something we cannot do, because we cannot make everybody happy. If you're trying to make everybody happy, then you're going to lose identity. And identity, that's something very strong, that's very specific. Because identity, that's why you are, that's who you are. That's what you think, that's what you feel, and that's how you confess, that's how you acting. That's make you the identity, what you believe, how strong your faith is, how strong you thinking are, how strong, your faith in God is. So that make an identity. And some people don't really know or doesn't want to show up, their real identity. That's why when they're trying to be good with everybody. And like I said, we cannot make happy everyone, because everybody thinks different according to, the environment they are. Let me give you a sample. It's you are in church, the people from church, you select let's say 20 people from the church. Every single person got different thinking. Every single person, they got different opinions. You take you ask every single one about one topic. Everybody gonna give you a different answer. You might be a few answers, they look similar each other, But at the end, they're going to be different opinions about the same topic. It might end up like how you bring those to the secular, you know, world, with the people who doesn't believe about God, doesn't believe about religion. They're going to be thinking different about what you believe. Because a lot of people saying like they believe in God, but that's something different believing God than believe God. Because when you believe God, that means you got a close relationship with Him. But if you don't have that close relationship, that means you won't be able to know God the right way. Because a lot of people that are teaching about God through the Bible, you know, to, you know, some preaching, but some classes, but at the end, the best way to know God that's have that close relationship with Him. You know, have a devotional, you know, read the Bible, yeah, you know, pray, yeah, but look for Him, like, you know, get away from us and let Him, like, grow up in our life. So when you say, like, confess me before men, that means, like, a lot of people, they feel ashamed to confess their faith because of the things, like I said at the beginning, because they don't feel like comfortable to be speaking about something like for some people, for some friends they have, so family, even the family they have, like they don't believe in religion, they don't believe in God, so they want to have like a different thinking and they want to have like a different opinion about your faith. But we cannot be trying to make happy everyone. We got to be ourselves. You got to be what you are, who you are. You got to be, you know, the person who God wants you to be. Not what the people want you to be. And that's something like a very, very hard. Because a lot of people, they want you to be the way they think is good for you to be. But who knows better? The people or God? You know, God created us. You know, He created us. So He knows exactly what's better for us and what's not. But the people, sometimes they think they are right. But let me say this. And some people came to you and saying like, you know what? You're getting like too fanatic about God. You get too fanatic about the Bible. You get too fanatic about religion. You know, because you changed a lot. Now you don't want to go hang out with us. You want to go out, you know, to do a lot of stuff we do before. So now you are different. So now you are like someone totally different to us. And that's the case. That's the main point of this. Because when you say like, yeah, you're still my friend. You're still my family. But I believe in something. I believe in God. I believe whatever He said to me, you know, that's the proposal for my life is. So not all the people is going to respect what you believe. Because this is the thinking of other people. You don't believe in what I believe, then you are not my friend. You don't believe, you don't do the things I do, then you are not my friend. And that's expression that a lot of people has. You are not like I am, so you are not my friend. You're not close to me anymore. And that's why a lot of people, you know, even mostly the young people, that's the have that issue. Because they don't want to feel like they're getting away. You know, they want to feel like, you know, they're getting away from them because they have a close relationship with the people. And they don't want to lose that. And they were trying to keep their relationship, then sometimes need to hire or they deny what they believe. A lot of people over there, they're denying God. They're denying Jesus. Because there are Christians only in the churches. They are Christian only in their homes. But on the street, on the work, in the school, they are not Christians. Because they feel afraid to confess Jesus Christ in front of everybody. But coming back to that text, the Bible said, like, if we confess Him before men, the Bible said He will confess us from His Father who is in heaven. But the same thing, the verse 33 says, like, whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. So we have two options. We can be good with other people about all beliefs. We can hide, or let me say this, we can deny Jesus Christ in front of people. But we gotta remember, if we do that, Jesus Christ is gonna deny us, you know, before his Father. So we gotta make a decision. What we wanna do? We wanna defend our faith. We wanna confess Jesus Christ, even if that means segregation from other people. If that means be segregated from other people, from my friends, from my family. We gotta think about it. What's more important? You gotta put in priority what's more important for you. What the people think about you, what the people think that's the best thing to you to do, or what God wants you to be. And that's a hard question, because not everybody has the right answer. Because we take some verse of the Bible, said we need to be good with other people, you know, if we can. And we're trying to do that, but what's the cost to do that sometime? Denying Jesus. That's something we need to think about. What's more important? Have that close relationship with God and be confessing God, confessing Jesus Christ before men, or denying him. We might not deny him, you know, with our words, but we deny him with our actions. When you're trying to do something like that's against God, to be good with some people, people away from you, you are denying God. So we cannot be ashamed to confess Christ in front of anybody. We need to, if the people really love us, they're going to respect what we believe. They're going to respect what we think about God. They got to respect the way we acting. They got to respect the way we serve God. Because even the way you serve God, some people, they're not happy with it. Because they call you fanatic. They call you like, oh, the religion have changed you. You are no different. You're not the same as were you before. So if I got a close relationship with God, I gotta be different. I cannot be the same. I gotta be different. You know, if I have a close relationship with God, every time I'm gonna be changing. Every time I'm gonna be different. I will be different like I was yesterday. Today I'm gonna be different, you know, I was a few weeks ago. Every day we gotta be different. We'll be changing. You know, we're transformed. So that's why we need to keep close to God. And don't be ashamed of your faith. Don't be ashamed to confess you are a believer, you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, who give everything for you and for me. So don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid to confess God of what you believe, who has given you everything, who has changed your life. We gotta confess God and gotta do it the right way. We cannot be ashamed. If some people doesn't respect what you believe, that means they don't love you. Because if somebody love you, they're gonna respect the way you think. They're gonna respect the way you act. When you are walking the right way, like Jesus Christ wants you to be. So this is the message for today. There was a reflection. I hope this has been blessed to you, and see you next Saturday with a new live streaming, and share this video. It has been blessed to you, and subscribe to the channel, and I'm, you know, doing like a small reflection every Saturday and Sunday, and I hope this has been blessed to you, and have a wonderful day, and to all those mothers, have a happy Mother's Day, and God bless you. See you next time.